New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Tonight, we discuss Cliff's fall from grace and his return. Will he be able to use his new power for good, or will he join the dark side? Will one of the six populars go home, or will they have their way, as usual? We discuss all this and more. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to But First.
Hi.
My name is Adam, and that is Fatty.
Hi.
And, and you have joined us this evening for a recap of Big Brother. So, we are joined tonight.
It's such a recap that I don't know what new power Cliff has. But anyway, we'll talk about that. So, here we go.
No,
It was just dramatic
verbiage that I was using.
It was a... Dramatic verbiage was my stripper name.
I'm sure. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Dramatic Verbiage. Dun, 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 dun. All right.
All right.
Moose P is joining us this evening with a freshly stitched palm.
Yes. How's it going, y'all?
You know,
and a freshly shaved head.
If you use the palm of your hand too much, you know, us men who use the palm of our hand occasionally, you have to get stitches, apparently. So,
wear the skin right off.
Yeah. And we're also joined, speaking of wearing the skin off your palms, we're joined by Alex Lefebvre. Hello. Good evening.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I appreciated the Sweet Charity reference for the stripper music tonight, so thank you for that.
Before we go any further, Alex, it's the 1 minute Love Island update. Are you still watching?
Oh, obviously I am.
Trash.
I know. Everyone who listens to the BFO has been waiting with bated breath to hear our conversation about Love Island, the precursor to Big Brother.
Right. So what do you think?
You know, we had Winston on there, who was on Big Brother last season, who right. I really thought was pretty cute. I mean, he's not a Brett, but he was cute. And he came in and he went out and they would like paid him no mind at all.
Right.
And I was sad about that. There are people that are still there from day one, like that big-haired Cairo, who I find her annoying. I don't know why she's still there. I'm like, why are you not voted off the island? But
right.
She's still there. And then Kira, I find her annoying too. She's beautiful, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I find her annoying. I was very happy that Cashel finally went out this week.
Same, I did. I like Cashel.
Of course. But, you know, I did think of you, though, because the grocery store guy, who I wasn't that into before, who's now very...
Zach,
he's growing on me. I think he's getting cuter as the days are going on. The Fiji sun is doing him well. So I have been watching. I'm waiting for Brett to come on because they're, you know, rumored that he might come on as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. So
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yes. Look that up. So I'm waiting for that. But
what do they do on this island? I mean, is it like, do they all have sex with each other
also.
Or like, I mean, what?
No,
what?
I stopped.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the premise at all. So there's an island and...
Well, they always have to be coupled up, which is the only. I feel like that's
like a resort. Okay.
Yeah, it's a resort that they're hanging out. I think they still have access to other things, though, but they get very excited when they get text messages. Overly excited.
Is it like the Love Boat of reality stars or something? Like they bring on another reality star?
Well, like they bring on people. They're always bringing on new people, and then they have to recouple if they want to.
But it's weird, though, because it's like there are some people that are very obviously not interested in each other romantically, but they're forced to become a couple because they want to stay there to meet new people. So they're like, well, I guess we'll quote unquote couple up, but they're not, you know, that's the part of the show that doesn't really rub me the right way, because it's like, well, if they're not interested, why are they calling them a couple? It's like they force them to be couples.
But
I have to tell you. On ABC starting next Monday is Bachelor in Paradise. And if you thought Love Island was trashy, well, just wait. That's a real good one. So
okay. Now, did you watch tonight's episode?
I did not, because I'm not allowed to watch in real time. My husband Brandon has forbidden Love Island in our house. So I'll have to watch it tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, I won't give you the spoiler then.
Okay, don't give me the spoilers. All right.
You'll know it when you see it.
Oh, I can't wait now. All right.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, that's the Love Island update.
Does anyone have a personal story? All right.
Alex,
well,
no personal story?
That was I was waiting. Love Island was my personal story. So, gentlemen,
was it really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give a This is not a personal story, but I will recommend a book for anyone who likes to cook.
That's fucking 3 inches thick.
It's about 1,000 pages.
That's
so
what she said.
You have to like to cook and be very interested in cooking and enjoy reading because it's very large. But I just started it. But it's called The Food Lab. And it's Better Home Cooking Through Science. And this guy walks you through like all the various cooking techniques. And he actually disproves a lot of the standard techniques that are supposed to be like the correct way to do things. And tells you like the scientific way to do things. So
who is the author?
It's by Kenji Lopez Alt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
He's a blogger. I think it's called SeriousEats.com or something like that. He's been on that website for 8 or 10 years, and he's trained in all these professional kitchens and everything. But he's got some kind of his degree is more of a science type degree. Anyway, I don't know. I'm reading it. It's good. There you go. I don't have a personal story.
Okay.
In all my free time.
Right.
So I guess if no one else has a personal story, we'll get started.
Okay.
So, well, Moose is, since you're the note taker. So I do know that where we left, I can say where we left off, I believe, is that, no, I don't even remember. Go ahead, Moose. I don't remember where we left off. I know that I think Cliff had been evicted at some point and come back.
Yeah, basically the Wednesday episode was primarily the veto comp. But the thing that really pleased me in that particular show was Slop returned. And so you've got Cliff, who had to put 4 people up to eat slop and live in the have-not room. And those 4 people, Tommy, Kat, Christy, and Mickey, which I'm always happy to see Mickey get suffer any way he can. should we jump into just go for the veto comp?
No, wait a minute. Let's talk about slop for a minute, because okay. when you're on slop, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Now you can put seasonings and sauces and things like that on, but there's a penalty if you eat. And evidently Mickey was caught eating a couple of times in the shower. And I don't know how that's going to play out. What it is, if you're on the block, you get a penalty vote.
See, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. But I don't, since he wasn't on the block, I don't know how that, unless when he goes on the block, maybe he'll get a penalty vote in the future or something. So I don't know, but that's something to keep in mind.
Mm.
Well, Mickey started out on the block this past week.
But all right, go ahead. So where's the veto competition?
Okay. Basically, the competition was kind of interesting. It was the people had to sit on a jet ski, keeping three buttons depressed the entire time while stripping down to a bathing suit.
Before we go into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Can we just talk about. So the six shooters or whatever their name is, right? So I want to go back over this. So basically Cliff is HOH, and that's what I was talking about, him using his power. You know, how will he use his power this week, et cetera?
He picked up a magical coin.
No. How will his power is HOH, you know, whatever. How will that work out for him? And so they're having all these discussions about Christie's veto, diamond power of veto stuff and whatever. And also, I don't know if that was before the veto competition, maybe it's later, but you know, Mickey is being very pushy about her using it and all this stuff. And she kind of freaks out and has all these crying moments and a diary room thing where she's talking about how he's, you know, not treating women very well and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, but the other thing I wanted to mention, though, specifically relating to this, when they drew the names for the veto, they had this discussion about, so Jack had a power, and I forget what it was called, chaos or something, and he could make them redraw.
Right.
And so when they first drew the names, Sam was drawn, and I can't remember who else was drawn to save my life, but Sam was drawn.
I have it in my notes.
Oh, yeah. Who was drawn the first
time? We haven't got to that yet.
Okay. Sam, Holly, Jessica. That was the original draw. And then Jack used his chaos power to force a redraw, and the new participants became Kat, Sam, Annalise.
So that was like a waste of his power.
Yeah, right. Pretty much it was a waste because he really didn't want Sam to participate.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to point that out because we're getting into the actual competition now, and that came before, so...
Got it.
So that power is now off the table and basically wasted. But man, that six person alliance, even though Cliff was HOH or, you know, whatever, they had two different powers this week and basically the majority as well. Anyway, proceed, Moose.
Well,
sorry.
And Mickey had also said that he was going to volunteer to go up on the block or whatever. Anyway,
there's something I like about him, though. I don't know. I find him still attractive. I know he's got that square jaw, and I know he's been kind of like a douche in the house, but there's still something very attractive about him to me.
Well, he's a hunky looking man.
Yeah, he's got a good body. Although I did see there was somebody in one of the live things I saw on Twitter that Sam was talking about Mickey, and he said, well, he's got a really good body. I guess that makes up for his face.
Oh.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, I said he had his butterface. So.
Butterface. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still into it. I'm into it all round. And I'm also into, I'm not usually like a foot person. I don't usually notice this. But I did notice with him, if you look closely, his second toe is longer than his big toe. And I don't know. That's an unusual thing. I thought it was kind of cute. I was like, oh.
Well, you know what they say about a longer second toe.
What do they say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I don't know.
Weirder shoes. I don't know.
I don't normally notice those things, but I was like, oh, I think he's got a long second toe. And then they showed it again, and I was like, yep, yes, he does. So okay. The things you notice watching Big Brother when nothing's going on.
Okay. The competition... if they release one of the buttons, the clock goes faster, contestant to strip to a swimming suit in the shortest amount of time wins, basically. The participants, resulting participants after the forced redraw, Kat, Sam, Annalise, Jack, Mickey, Cliff. And the top three times were Cliff at 447, Cat 325, and Mickey 259. So naturally, Mickey took himself off the block.
Now, but, what was Sam's time, or who was the longest?
I think it was Sam, but I think it was like 13 minutes.
Because wasn't he the one? So one of them, and I think it was Sam, had the brilliant idea of just keeping their hands off of the buttons and just stripping really fast.
Right. He did.
And that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, because the clock is like doubled, tripled, quadrupled, whatever.
Went 60 times as fast or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, it was crazy. And I thought that Mickey had a good idea. Everyone took their jacket off first and then took their shirt off. Mickey unzipped his jacket partially and pulled the shirt and the jacket over his head all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a good time-saving maneuver for him.
It was.
I really wanted Kat to win that, because she had that cute line about knowing how to take her clothes off, and it really did entertain me. So I was rooting for her to win that particular competition, but sadly she didn't.
Okay.
Actually, I'm pulling more. I'm pulling more and more for Kat these days. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. This was probably Sunday night's episode that I'm thinking about, when she started talking about the aliens and shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's bizarre.
She is fucking batshit crazy.
Yes. But okay. Anyway, between the competition and the actual veto meeting, Cliff and Christy met, and they met several times, it looked like, and she was telling him she did not want to use her power, even though Mickey was really pressuring her. I mean, it was more than pressure. It was almost a demand that she use it. So Cliff and Christy worked out a deal where she would not use her power. Cliff would do the dirty work and put up, oh geez, what was her name?
Bella.
And anyway, that and Cliff would stay safe for at least 2 weeks. So, comments, y'all?
Well, I just want to know what everyone thought of that. So Mark and I were talking about it, and would you make the same deal? Well, I mean, we haven't gotten to the actual veto, so I guess there's more to say about that. But I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah,
was that his only, no, I mean, to where he actually, so,
oh, okay.
Well, I'll just say, because I want to make a comment here. So when they got to the actual veto meeting, that played out. Christy did not use it. And Cliff put up Bella. So what I want to say, though, is, do you think it would have been a smarter move for him, Cliff, that is, to tell her that he was going to do that and then put up another member of that alliance or something instead of Bella? Because, yes, he pisses off those six, but he's got Nicole, he's theoretically got Sam and Bella and Nicole and Jess and maybe Kat that are all could work with him against those six. It seems like getting rid of Bella, he's getting rid of someone that could be with him. And if he starts, you know, making deals with these six, he's going to be on the bottom of that six. So I'm not, you know, he made a big deal about, well, I just can't do that because I can't lie. I've got to have integrity, and, you know, I made a deal. That's what I'm going to do, et cetera. But I don't know if that was the best thing for his game. I think lying would have been a better thing for his game.
I think it would have. I understand both sides. So
yeah, I do too. I think it would have been funny if he had put Christy up.
Oh,
because she would have been up there next to Jack. So you either get rid of Jack or you get rid of Christy and her power goes with her.
Mm. Wow. I think the thing, well, I mean, that would have been interesting. But I think that the the whole, like, I'm just an honest stand-up guy, he really was in a rock and a hard place, because it's like, well, you're going to end up looking like a liar. You're going to end up looking like a real manipulator so that you can align with a whole group of losers. I mean, Nicole, I like her. She ain't winning the thing. Jessica, she ain't winning the thing. Sam, probably if he doesn't get on the side of the six, most likely won't win this thing. So, like, okay, you're going to lose your character just so you can align with the misfits who probably won't win the game. So now you look like a jerk and you're aligned with nobody. What did you win?
But couldn't he come back and say, well, by doing this, I got rid of one of the six that you were going to have to get rid of anyway.
Well,
okay. Possibly. I got Jack out. Okay. Right. Or I got Christy, who they think is crazy anyway, because they're kind of like, I don't know about her. So,
well, I think the bigger question is looking at the six, because there are people that are like top bullies, top dogs of the six. Jackson and Mickey are definitely up there, but I would put their girlfriends up there right alongside of them. And then there's Christy and Tommy, who I feel like could be swayed potentially out of the six. So maybe Cliff is thinking, I'm going to align with those two, and I'm putting myself in a better position with Christy being honest with her. That's what I thought.
That makes sense, and I would be okay with him aligning with those two, because I like those two better than the other four. But I don't know. I mean, you're right. Alex, I mean, I'm just always for the underdog, so I'm like, oh, don't go with that, you know, popular club. Ugh, it's so traumatic, you know, or whatever. But I mean, you're probably right. He's still, though, on the bottom of that group. However, and I know we'll talk about this later, but there is already a rift forming between Christy, Tommy,
and the other four.
As we saw in other episodes after the eviction happened. So, I mean, that is not out of the realm of possibility that at some point Christy, Tommy break off.
And the girls in that four have had it with Mickey too. So,
I mean, I to tell the truth, let on this episode of Butt First, I want to say, I would love it if Cliff won the whole thing. That would make me thrilled if he came out on top. So maybe he's playing a better game than we're giving him credit for. He had a real bad start. So,
but he got hurt during that competition also. So anyway.
I didn't realize he got hurt.
Yeah, he's hobbling around.
Okay.
Did something to his leg.
Okay, I didn't notice that. Anyway, he honored the agreement. He put Bella up. And on Thursday's show, Bella did a lot of campaigning, but she has just burned so many bridges until she could not get anybody to buy in to save her.
Now, I'll ask a question of everyone. Do you think it was stupid of the Loser Club this is Alex's words. I'm just regurgitating what Alex has said.
Send all your comments to @AlexLefebvreMusic.com.
Right.
Continue, Adam.
I keep jumping ahead, but do you guys think that it was, do you think they should have sided with Bella? If you were in that group that are not with the six, would you have voted to send Jack home? I'm not saying what they did, but if you were Nicole, would you vote to send Jack home, or would you vote to send Bella home?
I would vote to send Jack home, because the sixth vote could have been Cliff.
Yeah, if it was a tie, Cliff was going to vote. So
right.
I don't know, though. Do you remember how Bella, like, talk about bullies. Bella bullied Nicole to the point where, like, Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, said he didn't even want to watch the show anymore because Bella was such a horrible character and bullied Nicole so badly that, like, it made for very uncomfortable TV. So I can't imagine on a personal level game aside, if I had a chance to get her out, I'd be like, get her out now. I don't care if I lose this game. I'm not living with her another day. So I see both sides on that.
It was definitely making a deal with the devil.
I think
strategically the best thing for them to have done would have been to all vote to send Jack home, and Cliff would be the tiebreaker, and Jack would go home. Even if they didn't want to work with Bella, getting Jack out and having someone that could potentially be on your side, I think strategically would be the best
move. And they knew it was going to be an endurance competition because they were all dressed in athletic clothing, okay? So they knew it was going to be endurance, and Bella's not going to win an endurance competition, or Jack's probably going to have a better chance to win an endurance competition than Bella is. So that's another thing.
I agree with you guys. I thought at the time, I was like, well, that makes no sense that they're voting out Bella. But then I thought back to the personal attacks that she laid against those girls. And I was like, well, that just went beyond game. It went to just a personal level. And that's why she's gone. So
yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, all right, Moose.
Let's see. Cliff talked to the bros, and they basically kind of said, okay, we respect your gameplay and we want to work with you, which kind of surprised me. And Christy also was a part of that conversation as well, but she stayed pretty quiet. And I thought it was kind of interesting that Kat and Holly have been bonding. They have discovered that they're both pageant queens and models, and they have their own sort of a female bromance going on that I think is kind of cute.
And I think they have they may have a final too.
They do. Which
now is, wait, it's Kat. And then what's the other girl's name?
Holly.
Is Holly with someone at the moment?
Mickey.
Yes. Mickey.
So even though she's in a romance,
but they've had a falling out also, and it's been up and down.
I was going to say, because I know they were at some point romantically, because he was romantically with Kat as well. So the two Mickey flings are now making a final two with each other and not with him.
And evidently, Christy had the hots for Kat also at one time.
Oh,
I think Kat is pretty when she puts on makeup, but I mean, I don't know. I don't find her to be incredibly attractive, but they all talk about how attractive she is. So
with makeup, she's pretty.
I can't get beyond how void she is.
Now, she claims to be Mensa.
Gosh, oh, mental. Anyway.
Right.
So I have to say, I've been enjoying her more and more every episode.
Okay.
And I came out very hard on her on day one. And now every episode, I'm like, oh, maybe my attraction to Kat is going to fade. But every episode, she brings one more gem that I'm like, oh, no, keep her around. She's good to go.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought it was interesting. They showed just kind of a filler scene where Bella just nailed Nick in the balls with a pool ball.
Oh, yes. So,
and also filler was an interview with Cliff's family. And they talked about his how he has a patent and how smart he is and how well he's doing. And lots of fat people. So,
well,
having a barbecue.
Having a barbecue. Right.
They were all going around the buffet line as they were having their interview.
Yeah.
So then they went into the vote, and Jack only got two votes. Bella eight. So it was really sad though when Nick absolutely broke down and sobbed when Bella was voted out.
Ugh.
So, come on, y'all.
It's not me. I'm laughing at Fatty. Fatty just, he just doesn't like anything mushy at all.
God.
Oh.
They started
You've known her for less than a month, please.
Okay. HOH competition started, and everybody was hanging from ropes, and the ropes were constantly being adjusted. Before the end of the episode, Jessica and Nicole fell off. And each person that fell off the ropes had to pull a chip out of a box. And two were going to get the poison ivy chips and have some sort of a punishment. So any comments on that? I mean, the competition took a long time on Sunday's episode where it finally finished up.
Well, it was hard.
Yeah.
And one thing that they did not show on the episode is about two-thirds of the way into it, Mickey had to pee, and so he just peed.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay,
in his pants, or like whipped it out? Oh,
no,
okay.
No, he was holding onto the ropes. He just peed, and it ran down his leg.
What? Wait.
Okay. I did not see that.
Y'all are listening to pride48.com. This is Butt First. So,
right?
Big Fatty, tell uh-huh. our listeners, what did the other contestants say when the urine was dribbling down his legs?
Well, he's going, I got to piss. I got to piss. And he goes, all right, here we go. You know. So
that's amazing. I wish I would have seen that. That is really funny. The realities anyway. Of life. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. We were watching that competition, and my husband begrudgingly watches Big Brother with me. And he calls Nicole Nancy. And he was like, I know Nancy's going down. And even before the episode ended, she ended up falling. And so he's like, there goes Nancy. I'm like, her name's Nicole. But yeah, it was pretty obvious that Jessica and Nicole were going to go first.
Well, that's what Mark said. He said, Jessica is going to be the first one down.
She was shaking in the first minute, right?
30 yeah. seconds later, Jessica goes down. He's like, yep.
Jessica went down during the commercial break.
She sure did.
Well, her weight worked against her there. So I've got, you and know, she's not going to do anything.
Tommy is doing all these ballerina moves on there. And I thought, well, you know, this might be his competition to win. You know, because I think in this case, it paid off to not be, you know, a heavy male.
Right.
True.
So
I'm surprised Mickey lasted as long as he did, since he was over 200 pounds.
I was irritated by Kat the whole time. They're interviewing her, and she's like, I'm not going to go down. I'm going to fight it. I'm a blah, blah, blah. I'm a dancer. I'm a whatever she is. You know, I'm going to do this. This is my competition. And Mickey is not going to beat me on this, you know, whatever. And then Mickey ends up going down. And then she's like making deals immediately with the other two girls. Like, she could have stayed up and probably won the whole thing. And instead, she's like, okay, I've done my job. Mickey's gone now. I beat him.
She didn't want to win. She just wanted to beat him because he had been so mean to her.
Yep.
So she just wanted to rub his nose in it. So.
Speaking of rubbing noses in it, the scene where he farted in the bedroom and she sprayed air freshener, that was kind of funny. And then he got angry because she sprayed the air freshener. I stormed out of the room. I mean, I would spray air freshener too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently, I do spray air makes freshener. You fart.
Okay.
I don't know why he got mad. I mean, it seems like to me, if someone farts, you're probably going to want to spray some air freshener. So I don't know why he got mad.
I don't either.
See, when I fart, I start giggling.
But you live a long, Fatty.
Well, that's true.
So,
There's something about farting in bed, though. Like, I don't know. I get so mad at Brandon if he farts in the bed. That, to me, is like an offense. But if you're just going to fart, like, you know, on the couch, watching TV, whatever, that I can let slide. But I don't, if you're trying to go to bed and that's what you smell, ugh.
But they weren't sharing a bed.
That's true. That's true.
So side by side, though.
I know, but anyway.
It must have been really awful.
So back to the competition. So the final. So Mickey goes down. Kat makes it some. She's like, girl, you won't put me upright or whatever. Some kind of informal deal. And then she drops. And then we have Holly and
Annalise.
Annalise.
Annalise really wanted this competition. I mean, she wanted the letter from home. Well, so did Holly. But I mean, Mickey was on the sidelines yelling up at Holly the entire time. No, no, no. Don't make a deal. Stay up there. You can do this. And just, and it was beyond encouragement. It was obnoxious.
It was annoying. Yeah.
So, but anyway, Holly ended up winning. And
well, you notice the girls, including Holly, were pissed off with Mickey for that.
Yes, all of them.
All of them. So if he doesn't watch it, even his girlfriend is going to, he's pissing off all the girls in the house. So,
they're
you know,
not happy with him.
Rightfully so. He's acting like a real jerk. But I did think in that whole time, though, I've been kind of a la Fatty thinking that which one's Holly and which one's Annalise? They really have not been featured at all on this show. And
absolutely not.
And the worst part about it is now the only reason I know who Holly is because I consider her to be Mickey's girlfriend.
Right.
That's the only defining feature about her.
So,
it's too bad.
I really think Mickey is going to try to control this HOH for this week since Holly won it. But Mickey is being rude to the women.
Yes, thank.
He said that they were pissed off enough at him to vote him out, and he made Kat cry. Anyway,
and then we had the thing where Kat talked about the aliens and oh my god.
Yes, she has some crazy beliefs. Also, I think she doesn't believe that we landed on the moon.
Yes, she talked about that's all made up.
Well, yeah, because she was like, the flag was waving, and isn't there no gravity on the moon, so the flag wouldn't be waving, there's no wind, or something like that. And
there's a lot of people that believe that, though. There was a whole book written by this, crackpot that, like, describes all the reasons why he believes that it was not a live stream. And if you think about it to a certain extent, like, I could see why people would form conspiracy theories, because I mean, we can't even record But First without having technical difficulties and Skyping out and, you know, that sort of video problems. And in the 1960s, they were able to pull a live stream from the moon. I mean, come on, folks, like, with perfect lighting. And to me, like, I could see why that would be like we're still in black and white here and you're live streaming from the moon. Like, this is a true thing happening. I could see why conspiracy theories would have come out of that. So, you know.
And do you think that we went to the moon, Alex?
I sure do. I sure do. Personally, I can. I listened to a whole NPR thing on the day that the moon landing happened about, like, why people thought it did not happen. But Kat's one of those people that enjoys conspiracy theories, and there is something entertaining about it.
And I know we're calling her crazy here, but I believe aliens probably exist. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, we exist, so why wouldn't there be aliens?
Our resident alien, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, isn't here tonight. So, I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one on the show that I believe they exist or could exist, at least.
Storm Area 51.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't think there are aliens in Area 51 necessarily, but I believe on other planets there could be other life. I mean, I don't know.
I have looked crazy enough on this episode of Book First, so I'm staying out of it.
Just leave me out there hanging. All right, okay, I'm crazy.
So the interesting thing is this is the last eviction before jury. So whoever goes out this week does not make it to the jury. So there's talk that oh, I really would not want to be in the jury house with Mickey and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And
that's interesting. I wish they would put that on the show because that's a good point. I would like to have known that watching the show. So,
OK, now, you know,
now I know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I would be shocked if she puts up her own boyfriend and they evict him this week. I would be shocked. I would bet money that it just goes exactly the way he wants it to go. They just all fall in line and do exactly what Mickey and Jack want. I do not think there's going to be any surprises. Maybe you have some spoilers, Fatty. I don't know. But it's just like the vote for Bella. The House always does the same thing. They make the easy vote. They're like,
that's why
oh,
I don't like them.
Oh, we're scared.
What the vote is.
We're scared. You know, we're just going to go along with everybody else, you know? I mean, and she's got some feelings for him, even if they're on the outs right now. I mean, he is not going to, there is no way that he's going home this week.
But we did have nominations on Sunday night, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Annalise threatened to back out of the Alliance of Six if Nick did not go on the block. And at the end of the show, they put Nick and Sam up. So.
Now, I found that a little bit interesting because the whole talk during that episode was maybe we should put Nick up, but not Sam. Like maybe we should keep Sam around. Why do we have to put both of them up all in one go? We could put a pawn up, you know, or whatever. And then so they made us believe like the entire episode that it was going to be Nick and then maybe Nicole or something, you know, some pawn. And then we get down to that. And so they didn't really show like what changed her mind. Did Mickey like say, no, you need to put them both up? They didn't really show that. But when it came down to it, you know, as we normally do with Big Brother, I find that they spend an hour episode trying to convince you that something that is obviously going to happen is not going to happen. And then it happens.
Right.
So I feel like they spent the whole episode trying to put little seeds of doubt in our head. Oh, she's not going to put up both Nick and Sam. Oh, she's not going to put up both Nick and Sam. And then she, at the end of the episode, she puts up Nick and Sam. So, which we all knew. I mean, we all knew that that's who they were going to put up or they wanted to be put up.
Correct.
I just had a fantasy, though, that now I know, Fatty, you know what happens. But I had a fantasy that Sam once again wins the veto. And then Holly is just there and says, and you know who I'm putting up? I'm putting up Jackson. And then she goes over to Christy and she just plants one on her lips on national TV. I would live for that, just to see that total reversal shocker. I don't know if they could air that. I guess it's live, so they could air it on CBS. Why not? So, but that would be great. Just that total like reversal of I'm going against my boyfriend. I'm going for the girl that does not like you. That could be really good TV.
Well, I bet the producers would love that to happen. I mean, that would be some must-see TV. That would be all the talk of the internet the next day.
There is something going on between Jack and Christy also. And
romantically?
Isn't Christy the lesbian?
Yes. And I
I find that women are a lot less likely to be devoted to their lesbianism as men are to their gayness. If that makes sense. There are a lot of women who are lesbians who have just decided, that I've met, who might occasionally be attracted to a woman or a man or whatever, or have once dated men and have just decided they're done with men and it's easier to be with a woman.
And it could be that Jack knows that she's a lesbian, so that's a conquest.
You know? I mean, maybe, but
I don't know. Now, the question I have is, why have we not seen any pictures of Jack's enormous penis yet? I've not seen any on the internet yet. Moose?
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
Of course, he's Adam? Really not running around without a shirt on very much that I see.
You guys have talked about big bulges and stuff like that. I haven't even seen a big bulge. In fact, they were wearing swim trunks or something in that competition where they had to take off all their clothes, and I tried my best to see if there was a big bulge. I did not see a big bulge on him. So
now can we just talk about Cliff's man boobs when he was sitting out at the pool talking to about the moon landing and all? I mean, he needs a Playtex cross your heart undercup support bra.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Bless his cross your heart.
Right. So poor thing. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. So, all right. Well, I have a couple of spoilers, but I know Alex doesn't want to hear them.
I know. I'm going to be out for the evening, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you, gentlemen.
Well, before you leave, though.
Okay.
Before you go.
But first. When are we picking our teams? Because you just made a good point, Fatty, that this is the last eviction that doesn't go to jury. And what you've said in the past is that we pick our teams once they start doing jury. So that means we need to pick
next Monday.
All right.
We got to get one more person out first.
So next Monday we are picking. Now, the other question is, is it just going to be the co-hosts who are here and that's all we're going to be concerned with? Or are we giving other co-hosts the chance to tell us?
I think that rather than eliminating players from, you know, to choose from, I think we should all just pick our final three.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
So I'm just thinking. So none of the points stuff at all, or we can, or you just mean we can have the same ones? Like I can pick the same.
Yes, that's correct.
But if we do, then there's no winner. If we both have the same final three, then there's no game.
Well, we can tie.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
We'll cross that bridge when it happens. Okay.
All right.
He doesn't like that.
I don't give a damn. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm over the contest at this point.
Do you not want to do the contest?
No, we can. I want to do it. I want to do it. But
I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
We're
oh
not
my
fighting.
God.
We're not fighting.
I will say goodbye to all my listeners. It has been lovely being on Butt First. This is our last episode. Right. It's episode 3000 of the BFO tomorrow, and it's episode, I don't know, what is this, 20 of Butt First tonight? In all seriousness,
it'll be a surprise. We'll decide next week when we record. It'll be a surprise to everyone.
As long as I can be Team Tommy, I'm happy. All right.
All right. Good night,
Alex.
Good night.
Alex.
Good
night. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So, spoilers.
He pulled it out before he hung up. That's why we heard that echo.
Ah, got it. We're talking about his headphones, right?
His headphone. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have the veto competition, which evidently involves goats or sheep or something like that. I don't really know exactly. Live goats or sheep or something, okay? And the winner of the video competition is Nick. And the replacement is someone who has volunteered to be the replacement should either Nick or Sam come off. Would you like to guess who that is, Moose? Adam?
Tommy.
Is it Mickey?
Cat.
Oh. No. Huh. Why'd she volunteer for that?
Because she's fucking crazy. Okay.
And so now it's Kat and Sam. Oh, she might go home.
So, anyway.
Well, maybe not. You know, I mean, maybe they... But
Mickey doesn't care for Kat. So...
Why would she... I know, you're saying she's crazy. But I'm just trying to think strategically, like, what would be... She hasn't been aligned with those six. So, like, why would she be making deals to be a pawn if... I don't get that at all. Like I don't know what that gains her.
I got nothing.
Now that's interesting though, because Holly has a final two with Kat, and Holly is Mickey's girl. Mm-hmm. So that may pit Holly even more against Mickey, because if Mickey doesn't like Kat and wants her to go, Holly secretly wants her to stay because she has this deal with Kat, you know, but she doesn't want to piss off Mickey because...
And Mickey's been saying, don't be having conversations with people without me being in the room with you.
Lovely.
So, he's controlling.
Anyway, so there you have it.
All right, then. Well.
And there's a beauty contest on Wednesday night.
A beauty contest?
Uh-huh.
Between who, the men?
Well, it's the men and the women. They all dress up. They're Tommy is the MC, and they... I don't remember if there's two or three teams. I think there's two teams and three people judge, and they... judge on makeup and clothing and you know, just it's kind of like I got nothing. Thank God there's the music, Moose.
Good night, all. It's been fun.
All right, well, so I think I have an idea about the contest. I'm gonna workshop it a little bit.
Okay,
but I think we'll do it, if you say final three, I'm thinking we'll have some version of this where two of your choices can match with other people, but the third one has to be original between the four of us. That way our points cannot be the same. The points can't be exactly the same.
Okay.
So I'll think about that a little bit, but I don't like having a tie at the end.
Uh-oh.
I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, Fatty. Where can you be reached if we want to reach you?
Well, by the time they hear this, my 3,000th episode will have played out. So, good night, everybody. Oh, the music stopped.
Okay. Moose, where can you be reached?
You'd have to come to my house. That's the only place.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right. That's right. Well, I can be reached. We can be reached over at buttfirstpodcast.com, and I can be reached at geekygay.com. You can reach all of our Pride 48 shows over at pride48.com. Don't forget about New Orleans. I played it at the beginning, but we do have an event coming up the 16th through the 18th. We will have a live But First recording. And we're going to have lots of fun stuff going on in New Orleans. So if you haven't signed up yet, I know it's kind of close to the event, but we'd love to have you sign up.
Right.
So go over there and look at the website. If you have signed up, but you haven't done your excursions or your merchandise purchases, please do that. And from outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Let's listen in on the house guest. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.